This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I want to update everybody on this stupid Wu flu and what's going on with it, the game that's being played, and it is a substantial game. And I'm telling you, the left is leaving no stone unturned in making sure that we see this as some sort of a, you know, we must do it. It is for the greater good and all this other stuff. It is the big, next to Barack Obama. The idea that the American public school system is actually educating our kids, those are, and maybe global climate change is a farce. This is certainly up there with all of them. And take your pick, throw a dart as to which one is costing us the most, short term, long term, et cetera. Because I'm telling you, this Wu flu is really up there. It may be number one. Starting to sound like Trump. It's really up there. It's bad. It's a bad thing. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I've been harping on this for some time now because it's not the short-term aspect of it that I cared about. It's the long-range plan. And somebody wrote a piece, and it's part of the American Renewal Project, and I got this in my inbox, and here's what the guy wrote. New York Times reporter Reed J. Epstein reported smugly that President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, threw a 70-person indoor wedding for his daughter, floating coronavirus restrictions. Squealing in a flustered frustration from behind his mask, the high-minded Epstein shamed. In one image, Mr. Meadows can be seen delivering a father-of-the-bride wedding speech without a mask. Shame, shame, shame. Epstein's lament notwithstanding, 19 of the 20 areas with the largest COVID-19 cases in the past 2 weeks have a mandatory mask mandate. So much for the settled science. Now I'm going to stop there for just a second because I want to tell you a story. So I'm having dinner with Nick Searcy, actor, as we joke with Nick, international film star. And so Nick says, Kevin, he goes, you're going to love this. He goes, we're filming a scene in a movie. There's 50 of us in close quarters. I don't know what the scene was, but he goes, we all have, you know, we're close. We're mingling like it was a cocktail party. He says, we're all got our mask on. We got the SAG rep, the Screen Actors Guild rep. And he goes, by the way, this movie easily cost another $500,000 more because of the oversight that has to be done because of COVID-19. So they got all these people there monitoring this stuff. He says, we got 50 people in close proximity. We are feet away from each other, not 6 feet, 2 feet, masked up. Then the director says, okay, guys, now listen, we're getting ready to shoot the scene. And when you hear, you know, go or whatever they, I don't know, the movie talk. I know I make movies, but we don't do what they do. So he says, whenever you hear action, I guess that's it. He says, I want you to have taken your, he goes, take your mask off and put them in your pocket so we can shoot the scene. So Nick's just rolling his eyes because he said, and his joke was, he says, yeah, Kevin, because COVID miraculously knows that when it's time to get that scene, it no longer needs to be impacting you. You know, of course, we're going to mingle. We're going to shoot this scene for 2 minutes, 3 minutes or whatever without mask because it was a piece that, you know, like I said, it's a cocktail party. So we're going to go talk to each other, et cetera. But COVID's going to go on a break. And he goes, and then the same thing. When you go into a place and you go into a restaurant, you walk through the restaurant, they make you wear the mask, and then you sit down and you can eat. He goes, yeah, of course, COVID knows, oh, they sat down. What's like, do the, you know, what's the thing that Simon says? So, not Simon says, musical chairs. So when you sit down, well, hey, those are the winners. Who's ever still standing? Well, you're the one that's going to die. He goes, COVID recognizes it. And of course, we start spoofing all the things where it's okay, you know, you can do it here, but you can't do it there. You can do it here, but you can't do it there. Because of course, the disease knows when something occurs and when it doesn't. So he's telling us this story. And he's going, Do you really believe? What hypocrisy? We're standing around with masks, 50 of us, in close proximity, but when we got to get the shoot, all the leftists of Hollywood are, well, let's take those masks off because we can't show those in the film. And, of course, the disease goes on hiatus. This is a joke. This is the biggest ruse. It has cost so much money, it's insane. And the thing that bugs me about it is, this is a guy at his daughter's wedding, and he's being shamed by some leftist Jewish guy named Epstein, who's going, for shame, he's speaking without a mask. You know where this guy was? I don't know, I didn't see it, but here's what I'm going to bet you. Mark Meadows was on a stage, far away from everybody, speaking without a mask, and this guy wants to call him out for it. Thanks, Karen. There's no settled science to this. This is a lie. And what pisses me off about it is that people are just pretending that the lie doesn't exist. Well, guess what? I don't pretend. The emperor has no clothes. This disease is going to kill old people because old people are going to die before young people. That's the cycle of life. He goes on to say, the censorious self-righteousness of the mass media knows no bounds as they steadily fan the flames of panic in American culture. Their desired outcome is to turn a flu-like situation into a he called it a panic-demic. Why are the rightful owners of America, we the people, even putting up with such media-inspired scare tactics and alarmism? And here's what gets me. They're doing it. It's the businesses, because the businesses now in California, there was a thing that said no shirts, no shirt, no shoes, no problem, no mask, no service. Just think about what I just told you. You know, now understand, this is beach. I don't care if you don't wear a shirt or shoes, but it would be like going into a fine restaurant and they say, oh, you didn't wear a mask. You're not allowed. See, what they did is they beat up the businesses, and the businesses are scared. They're like, look, guys, we don't like this mask stuff any more than you, but we just don't want to be shut down. Here's a guy continues. Two brothers in England attended their father's funeral and attempted to move their socially distanced chairs near their grieving, inconsolable mother. The Pharisaic funeral director paraded up front to castigate and embarrass them in front of their fellow mourners. This is the world we're living in. I got more when we get back, because I want to cover Wu Flu in a lot more detail. I know you guys think I'm overdoing this, but I'm telling you, this is legit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I'm talking about this Wu Flu nonsense and reading from, who was this guy? I think it was American something project. What is it? I don't want to get it wrong because he deserves American Renewal Project. And he's talking about some of these different statistics and things going on with this so-called pandemic. He called it a panic-demic. And he's right. I call it a scam-demic. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Show. And you notice the social media were cracked down on you. If you call this a scam, like if this part of my radio show, if they listen to it, they will cut it off. They will say, nope, you can't play it. If you make a video about Wu Flu, they won't play it. They'll say that it's misinformation. Now, it's my opinion, based on science, as a technologist who says, I think this is absolute nonsense. But anyway, I'm just telling you, there's a complete cabal around it. And you have to ask yourself, how this gets so well orchestrated? It's the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. This particular person at the American Renewal Project goes on. CBS News reported last week that desultory California Governor Gavin Newsom put out a tweet on Saturday advising restaurant goers to keep their mask on while dining. Going out to eat with members of your household this weekend, don't forget to keep your mask on in between bites. Do your part to keep those around you healthy. Everywhere you go, and while I was in California, do your part. Be a good citizen. You know, it was like communist propaganda. You know, wear a mask to help others. Yeah, yeah. It was insane. It's like everywhere. I mean, I'm talking about city banners, folks. I'm not talking like some little thing you stick on a window. I'm talking banners. Millions, hundreds of millions of dollars being spent advertising. You should see the stickers that you go into a building. The number of placards. We won't serve you if you're not wearing your mask. It is mandated from the governor. I'm telling you, if we don't jump in front of this, you have no idea what these people are going to do to you. He goes on, we may enlighten the ignorantly unenlightened governor by repeating the words of Dr. Linda Johnston, MD. The coronavirus is about 100 nanometers in diameter. Cloth mask holes are 1,000 times larger than a virus. An analogy is used that a mask is like a mosquito going through a chain link fence. It's actually much worse. It's a mosquito going through a chain link fence with holes 14 yards in diameter. She's trying to put this in perspective that this mask is doing you no good, which, of course, you already know. Have you seen the places, the airlines that will say things like, you can wear, if you have a homemade mask of this cloth, blah, 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 you can wear it. Now, look, come on, folks. You have enough common sense to know if they will let you make it at your home, if they will entrust your mask to the people that vote for Democrats, you know these masks are made of nylon. I mean, I intentionally asked Melissa to make me a mask that has holes in it that you can clearly see through. My mask does nothing to protect you. Even if I'm talking and spitting, I could probably spit through that mask. The holes are so big. Anyway, he goes on. The governor's instruction of keeping your mask on between bites is equally irrational and indefensible, as well as an unconstitutional edict from March for keeping liquor stores, marijuana dispensaries, Costco's, Walmart's open, which he deemed essentials, while closing churches as non-essentials. The response to the coronavirus has generated a state of affairs replete with inconceivable and irreversible contradictions where professed life-saving measures have resulted in large-scale destruction of livelihoods and a creation of a sterile, lifeless society. A state of affairs where social distancing has engendered a condition of separatism, proclaiming that nearness endangers health and constitutes a threat to the community. A state of affairs where familiarity becomes remoteness, impropriety, or even animosity. And he's right. Or she, whoever wrote this. It is fun for me to have no mask on and walk around places because people look at you like, look at that guy. And I'm looking at them like, look at you clowns. Wow. Now, I don't care if you wear a mask. If you feel like your health can be protected by doing something silly, then fine. I don't really care. I mean, in my head, I'm going, you do realize that doesn't help you. You know, the joke is if you can smell bacon, if you can smell somebody's makeup, or cologne, you are not getting protected. But if you want to feel that you're the boy in the bubble or the girl in the bubble, cool. I don't care. Says when all is said and done, there may indeed be a demonic, diabolical agenda behind all of this. Look, I'm telling you, I didn't write this. He's used words in here I don't even know, but I didn't write this. This is somebody who understands it at the same level that I do. This is diabolical and it is demonic. He says, the feckless social and medical meddling, to paraphrase Paul Anderson, is a Mephistophelian bargain with the devil that jeopardizes our very souls by changing what it means to be human. And see, that's where I keep going. I keep going back to this idea that we've lost our humanity. We now see people without masks, born the way you're born, the human condition, and people are, oh, look at that guy, how dare him. I was at the airport not wearing my mask, and a lady was walking in front of me, an older lady, older white lady, and I'm on the tram, but the little escalator, not, you know, that little thing that you don't have to keep, it'll walk for you. I don't know what you call it, conveyor belt. There you go. So I'm on this conveyor belt, and the lady's in front of me, and then we both have to make a left. She makes a left and kind of catches a glimpse of me not having a mask, and then she looks behind like this and does her hand like in her front of her face, and, you know, like, where's your mask? And I said to her, mind your business, like that. And then she just kind of just kept walking, didn't look back, didn't make eye contact, but just like, hey, where's your mask, you know, with her hand, like, doop, doop, like, put your mask on. And I shouted up there, mind your business, because I'm not going to let you get away with this. We've lost our humanity, so now we've got family members that don't even know how to act. Kids don't know about funerals. They don't know about weddings. Think about it. They're 5, 6, 7-year-old kids. That's what you do. You learn about this stuff. You learn about how to interact with people. You learn socialization by being social. And we're not even being social. And that's exactly what the Democrats want. They want this sterile environment where you don't even understand how to behave. Yeah. Inconceivable and irreversible contradictions, he says. Where life-saving measures have resulted in live-scale destruction of livelihoods, the creation of a sterile, lifeless societies, separatism. The very things that we really talk against. They talk about babies not being held at birth and what it does to them. How it changes their makeup. And here we are. We're doing the same thing to babies that are a little older.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is again apologizing after the TechBooks report on Hunter Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine. Dorsey tweeted Friday that blocking the story was wrong and that the company's policy and enforcement have been updated. Dorsey is still expected to be called before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week to testify on the matter. Senior Trump campaign advisor Mercedes Schlapp says Dorsey's moves are too little too late. She tells Fox News that Twitter has proven they hold a double standard on what they see as the truth.
I think we've seen this, for example, when President Trump said that he was immune to COVID, they put that as misleading. They labeled it as misleading, which we know when a Harvard study came out basically saying that if you get COVID, you'd be immune for about 4 months. But, of course, they won't call the Harvard study misleading. So they're being very selective as to what they're deciding as to which content to approve or fact check or not.
This is USA Radio News. Negotiations over a stimulus package appear to be at a standstill, with no progress being made despite President Trump's willingness to agree to a larger package than previously proposed. The President and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin believe House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way of a final bill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The President and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way, but the President and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell intends to bring a separate bill to the Senate floor for a vote on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's a ruse happening with the Wu Flu, and I'm going to explain it. I'm going to explain to you how the game is currently morphed and how these Democrats have done a really clever thing in morphing the game. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. This is what this guy wrote in the... American something? I'm going to make sure I get it right. American Renewal Project. Because I want to make sure people get, if you want to donate to them or whatever, you can do. But anyway, here's what the guy says. As of August 29th in Ventura County, California, there have been 115 deaths with COVID-19. Only two of those died from the virus. The other 113 had pre-existing conditions known as comorbidities. They died of something else besides COVID-19. One of the 113 died from a fentanyl overdose, demonstrating how manufactured the death toll of the panic-demic, he calls it, hoax is. Nonetheless, the medical examiner listed his death as COVID-related. Listing deaths seems to be COVID-19 seems to be rewarding financially. 7 months of lockdown in California, from which 65% of businesses will never recover, is all due to the malfeasance of one man, Governor Gavin Newsom. There was a time in American history when tyrannical totalitarian types such as Newsom would have been driven from office and publicly shamed for their dereliction. And he's exactly right. Financially rewarding to... So when somebody was arguing with me, so Herman Cain, what do you say about Herman Cain, Kevin? He died from COVID, and I said he died from stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And they're like, you don't know what he died from. And I'm like, okay, so you're a Twitter person who doesn't know Herman Cain. Herman Cain's a friend of mine. I talked to his daughter. I know what was going on in Herman's life. So one of us knows what's going on. The other one is just somebody on social media spouting nonsense. And you know, even his family said it. No, what they said is he was tested and he had it. But that's not what killed him. Stage 4 cancer killed him. And there are many other stories like that. This guy just gave you one. Now, the ruse. I want to talk about this because I'm telling you, this is where this has all been heading. Because the left knows you're starting to figure it out. You got family members and you're going, wait a minute, my cousin had diabetes, high blood pressure, gout, lung cancer, emphysema, and they said she died of COVID? Overweight? Had 3 heart attacks? You know, yeah, COVID, that killed her. Oh, and she was 83. Yeah. So now they're getting slick because they know you're catching on. They know you're onto the money ruse. That's why Donald Trump pushed it out. He said, no, we're pushing it out. I'm not going to do anything right now. I want to look at this a little closer. I've had it. I've stared into the eyes of the belly of the beast or whatever. Use whatever metaphor you need. And I now see what's going on here. This wasn't that bad. I've been sick before. It's like you get a flu, you get a cold. You hate getting a cold, but you're like, it's a cold. I know what to do with it. They go, it's a flu. You start getting sick. You start popping pills. You start drinking juice. You have a routine that you do that goes, but you know you're going to get it, but you go, this will mitigate it. But the left, they're going, no, this one's different. This will kill you. You don't know who's got it in. They want to make it appear as though this is so dramatically different. And I'll be honest, when it first came out, I was like, what's going on in China? I didn't realize the underlying thing I had about this disease was what was going to come of it and how they were going to spin it. So now here's what we got. And I'm going to tell you why. President Trump came out. They say he's tested every day. He's still negative. He feels great. Fauci says, well, that doesn't mean anything. The worst is still yet to come. And then we get this story. A man in Nevada is said to have contracted the Wu flu twice. You get it? You do know what this is about, right? If you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you probably do. 25-year-old Nevada man, I love this story. You see if you see the holes in it, has become the first confirmed case of a person being reinfected with the coronavirus in the U.S. This is according to the researchers. The patient was infected with 2 different genetic strains of COVID-19 in less than 2 months, according to a case study published in the medical journal, The Lancet. So let's stop there for just a second. Now we've got 2 different strains of COVID. Do you know how many strains of flu there are? Lots of them. You know, the flu kills lots of people every year. More than actually get killed by the Wu flu. And they want you to think that the Wu flu is much more dangerous. So now we get, oh, there's a guy, he got it twice. Now get this. The second infection was symptomatically more severe than the first, the authors of the study wrote. The man, who had no underlying conditions, originally tested positive on April 18th. So here's what I know you're getting ahead of me, radio audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. So he tested positive, but he had no symptoms. He was asymptomatic. Dare I say he didn't have it? But then they said the man who had no underlying conditions originally tested positive, but then he experienced symptoms including headache, coughing, nausea, and diarrhea. So he was, in the first case, he had no symptoms. Now you do know that there were many false positives with this disease. But then they started saying, well, no, those aren't false positives. This is just asymptomatic. You could have it and not know it. And now we've morphed into, well, you can have it and not know it, which means you can get it a second time. And it can be more severe the second time, which, of course, was the warning that Fauci gave us about President Trump, that he had it and it could be worse. You know why? Because I don't know. I don't know what he had before. What did he really have it? Was he asymptomatic before? Who knows? But he got sick enough to go, let me go ahead and get this treatment from Walter Reed. And he says, I came out, I felt better, whatever else. And now when he went on a campaign trail, you heard what the president said, right? He says, I could come out in that audience and kiss all of you. I can't get it anymore. Yeah, they can't get it. I'm good. And then what do they say? Oh, no, Fauci. Fraudy, he says, no, it could hit him again. And then right on the heels of that comes a medical study, science, America, science, that says, oh no, our first guy has tested positive twice. You buying it? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not buying it. I don't, oh, well, Kevin, it's a different strain. Okay, I'm still not buying it. Either he didn't have it the first time and he got it the second time, or, and I want to know that he's actually got it the second time. I want to know it's not a strain of the common cold or some other flu that we already know something about, because I don't believe anything they have to say. See, I get it. They said that there's another story that the spinoff, and this is a spinoff of the disease, is causing little children to get some other kind of disease that they're linking back to the Chinese Wu flu. And I said, here again, very slick of the left. President Trump gets it. He's out making speeches, and they're he's still a carrier, man. He's infected. He can infect people. And they're like, wait a minute. The science says no, he can't. The science even said asymptomatic people can't. Oh, well, now we're finding out you can catch it again. And now, what else do we have? Well, we thought young kids couldn't get it. We thought there was a demographic that it didn't matter. Now, Trump's already proven even old folks can get over this. But no, now it's little kids, 10 years and under. I don't know what the age is, but a lot of these kids don't have to wear their mask because they're too young. They're like, oh, they got no chance of getting it. And by the way, neither do you. But so these little kids don't have to wear masks. Many parents put them in them anyway because they think if it's a fashion statement or all for one and one for all, wear them five musketeers or whatever they may be. And they're conditioning these kids to wear these stupid masks. But now they're telling us there's a spinoff disease. It involves children, and it's killed X number of kids. And why do they do that? Because they're going to take these kids out of school again, the ones that have gone back. They're going to, oh, there's a new thing that's out there, and it's just as deadly. And what are we going to do? Because they want us fearful continually. This will never let up unless we decide we're going to do something about it. Now, what's the other thing they did? Temporarily halted trials of a vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. Won't tell us what happened to the patient that had the negative reaction, but what's that about? There is no cure coming, folks. You better run and hide. Understand, we were right. Trump was wrong. It's a ruse.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice could put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assisted programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans for a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type is limited to a certain time to the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
is how we do. Every day we be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
There are people among us who know the importance of fighting against this mask mandate, these things that are occurring because of this scamdemic known as the Wu Flu. And I'm going to tell you, I want people to understand, I don't care what you think. If you believe that this is a legitimate disease and you want to protect yourself, do so. I'm not saying the disease isn't legit. What I'm saying is the reaction is completely illegitimate. The number of people that it actually kills is a lot less. I'm not disputing the disease itself. I'm disputing all the nonsense that goes with it. These stupid masks don't protect you from anything. I've given you the size of the nanometer, you know, the virus itself. You think a silly little mask is going to protect you, made by somebody at their house? Made in China? Anyway, the defiance is growing because people are finally getting fed up with this. But there was a Wisconsin government-mandated mask on Zoom calls. Get this, on Zoom calls, they want to see you wearing your mask. I refuse to wear it, folks. I know what the left is doing. They plan into the future. Trial run on these masks showcase it's crazy successful for them. Had a politician say to me about wearing the mask, well, Kevin, we got to play the game. Staunch conservative. He says, you know, he's willing to play the game. Well, it's a serious game. I saw a tweet that explains what comes after the mask mandate, and the person tweeted this. Welcome to Melbourne. Illegal to exercise outside your home, $5,000 fine for leaving a 5-kilometer radius, $20,000 fine for falsifying documents, where you live, occupation, etc. Police allowed to enter your home at any moment without warning. How does that sound for you who've given permission of the government to tell you you must wear a mask? They can mandate you wear a mask, and you say it's no big deal? Here's an excerpt from the Summit News about restrictions in Melbourne. After the state of Victoria announced the state of disaster in response to the spike in Wu flu cases, this is what the premier of the state told residents. We can no longer have people simply out and about for no good reason whatsoever. So they've got an 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. They say residents can only leave their homes outside those hours to shop for food and essential items. Well, I think we talked about this before. Carry out care and caregiving, as well as daily exercise and work. So it's to the point where in Melbourne, Australia, they're telling you what you can do, where you can be. Controls on buying, they say, have also been introduced, restricting citizens to purchases of no more than 2 of certain essential items, including dairy, meat, vegetables, fish, and toilet paper. Without an ounce of proof regarding the public danger of this Wu flu, Melbourne restricts the rights of law-abiding, non-ill citizens, all for the theoretical protection of those who might be sick. And it's based on what evidence? I've given you guys all kinds of stuff on this. I mean, holy mother of Cuomo, the number of people who were killed that are over 70 years old, and here I've got this death rate chart here. Tested negative, 44,900 and change. Negative rate, 93%. Positive rate, 7%. Total deaths, actually 52. Death rate, 1.5%. Get this, average age of death, 76. I got the numbers. 90 plus, 8 people died. 80 to 89, 16 people died. 70 to 79, 14. 60 to 69, 7. This is in Spokane County, Washington. They had total beds. They told us there aren't enough hospital beds. 1,531 total beds. You know how many were in use for COVID? Wu flu? 63. Of 1,500 beds. 63. What is the average lifespan of somebody these days? I don't know, 73, 75? The average Wu flu death is 76 years old. What the heck are we concerned about? Why are we even counting these deaths? The most people, get this, die between the ages of 80 to 89, and they want you to believe that Wu flu is the culprit for this. Massive government, folks, doing this stuff over nothing. To call these measures draconian is far too much credit to the Athenian Draco. Even he would have considered what's happening in Melbourne overreach. He would have looked at what's going on in this country right now and said, are you people kidding? And you're using me to talk about totalitarianism? Draconian? Stop it. Stop it now. Yeah. Total overreach. But get this, there's some good news. The New York Times, no less, and we'll get back to some of these other statistics, but the New York Times, they issued a report. They said their experts have genuine confidence that the coronavirus pandemic will end, quote, far sooner than originally expected. And that President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, the administration's efforts to facilitate and accelerate the development, manufacture, distribution of vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics has been working with remarkable efficiency. This is the New York Times. Hello? Hello? The New York Times is complimenting President Trump. Now, I want to tell you guys, you can overlook this. But I often talk on the KevinJacksonShow.com about signs. We've got an entire media complex, social media, regular media, the leftists across the board, every Democrat on the planet, planted in mask and you know, on camera in mask, off camera they take them off and they forget, they slip up. It is so counterintuitive to be talking about masks when you're standing walking through a restaurant, people can get it, but as soon as you sit down and take your mask off, they can't. And now Gavin Newsom says, hey, between sips and eating, will you put your mask back on so we can continue this lie? That's what they're doing. But the New York Times is saying this thing, it could be over. They got people fast-tracking vaccines. Of course, we know you don't need a vaccine. Go get yourself a Schweppes, tonic water, and drink and eat some zinc, and you'll be fine. It'll crush this thing, whatever you want to call it. I call it WooFlu. It'll get rid of it, and you don't have to worry about it. If you want to go through the blood cleansing that President Trump did, maybe you'll feel 30 years younger like he does. Even though, I've got to tell you, it seems like he's made a deal with the devil, because dude is getting younger, looking better. I saw the last rally. Trump looked good. He looked invigorated, refreshed. So the point is, the New York Times is now saying that the Trump administration has done all this good stuff. Biden is running on the notion that he can win by telling people that Donald Trump's a crazy man and he's done horrible things to this economy, to the country. He didn't respond right. I've already asked you guys, does it seem like the Trump campaign is panicked, or does it seem like the Democrats are panicked? Why are they invoking the 25th Amendment or trying to? Why are they even having this discussion? You know the answer. They got nothing. This WooFlu, people are going, I'm not buying this anymore. I need to go back to work. I need to get my life back in order. I need to go visit my mom or my father in a whole folks home. I need to be able to go, you know that if I'm going to go in the hospital, my loved one will be able to come in and see me. I don't want to die without knowing this stuff. One of my friends wrote a piece, Democrats know they're going to lose. I've been saying this. You know, somebody said the Vegas odds have Biden leading. I would love to see that. Let me get with that bookie. Whoever's got Biden leading, let me help you make some serious money. Go bet on Trump. Because if you're getting any kind of odds on Trump, that is free money. Take it out of the market, take it out of gold, and put it into this. And see, the New York Times is telling you this. That this report coming from them, genuine confidence. The report was published on Monday. They say 3 weeks left in the presidential race, and they are telling you they're confident in what Trump is doing. What are they you know what they're telling you? They're telling you they're confident Trump is going to win. That's what they're telling you. This has nothing to do with, oh, his policies work. He did everything right with the WooFlu. Going around the FDA, going around all the regulatory agencies that don't want you to get things out there. Immediately told you what the cure was based on other scientific evidence. He went to other countries and he did all this stuff. And you think that, please, give me a bookie that'll take my bet, because I'll bet on Trump right now, sight unseen, for 10 grand. Maybe more, because the WooFlu has played out, and so have the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.